So tonight we celebrate the magnificent work of include.org.
What a wonderful thing.
What a charity, breaking down barriers for people with communication needs and work. People perhaps with cognitive communication difficulties resulting from learning disabilities, autism, perhaps, and dementia too. Include.org teaches the skills that support people with communication needs through creative and more traditional things. And what a success Include.org has been. Past 2 years, How about these awards then? For instance, finalists in the National Learning Disability Awards, Breaking Down Barriers it's called, the National Learning Disability Leadership Awards, the Include Choir. What about the Royal College, who gave a Giving Award, Giving Voices Award, BBC Radio, down here in Surrey, Make a Difference Award, and the Mayor of Reigate and Banstead, the Volunteer Team Award. But there is no greater honour than the award we're celebrating here tonight. It's fantastic, it's wonderful, it's fantastic that a speech and language therapy based charity has been honoured in this way. And wonderful that a volunteer team, which includes people with learning disabilities and maybe autism, is recognised as being worthy of an MBA for volunteer groups. It's fantastic. So proud of allow me to introduce you to His Majesty's Lord Lieutenant.
High Sheriff, Mr. Mayor, can I start off by saying thank you to Alex. I think what you have achieved by getting the Queen's Award for voluntary service is quite remarkable. All volunteers are remarkable people, and we are blessed in Surrey with having many hundreds, thousands of them. And ladies and gentlemen, if it wasn't for the volunteer, this county would not put up off the start line, because so many services are done through volunteers, and if they didn't volunteer, we just wouldn't have the finances to carry out this all-important work. So I would say, first of all, thank you so much to all of the volunteers and all who make this amazing charity team. Commitment is truly outstanding. The other thing that I would like to touch on is the fact that it's no easy achievement. Roshan came and looked around to see what you did, and she wrote the citation that you're here at the moment. But it's not decided in Surrey as to whether you would get this award. It had to go to the very top of government. So this is something that you have really earned. And we have over 2,500 charities in Surrey. 2,500. Only three this year, ladies and gentlemen, got the Queen's Award for voluntary service, which is really quite special, and I hope that's something that you are all, because you all share in this, you are all really proud of, because you should be. So, so I don't think I'll keep you sitting on tenterhooks any longer, but I ask Rahan to read the citation, and then we can present you with your trophy.
Hello everybody. The words I'm going to read out
the late Queen Elizabeth, because this award is from her. So this is what she says. Elizabeth II, by the grace of God, of the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, and of our other realms and territories, Queen, Defender of the Faith, to the Include Project, breaking down barriers for people with communication needs to build a more inclusive community, greeting. We, being cognizant of the said group's outstanding voluntary work in the community, and being desirous of showing our royal favour, do hereby confer upon it the Queen's Award for Voluntary Service. For Voluntary Service by Groups in the Community 2022. For such period as the group continues to provide its current service, and do hereby give permission for the authorised emblem of the said award to be displayed on the group's letterhead and other public material. Given at our Court of St James's under our Royal Seal Manual, our Royal Sign Manual, this second day of June 2022, in the 71st year of our reign.
Now, are you both strong? Because this is very heavy.
Go on,
Ellie, I'm stronger. So on behalf of me, please accept this as your award.